Man, so good. Praise God. He is good to us. Amen. Why don't you stand this morning and have your Bibles with you. Just turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 6 this morning. Romans 8, 6. Amen. Hallelujah. What a great, great, wonderful atmosphere. Man, it is awesome in this place today. And it's because Jesus lives in you, right? Amen. So listen to what Paul said to the Romans, the Church of Rome. He said, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Right? For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So let's hold up our Bibles this morning and say it like we mean it today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Turn to somebody and say, "I'm glad I'm spiritually minded." How about you? Praise the Lord. Amen. So, you may be seated. Amen. God is good. Again, good to have you with us this morning. Just a beautiful day. I love the sunshine. How about you? I love the S-O-N shine as well. God is faithful to us. So, Paul said to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And here in the Hebrew, not the Greek, but the Hebrew, peace we know as shalom. It is well-being, health, and wholeness. So I don't know about you, but I will choose well-being, health, and wholeness over death. I mean, you know, I think that's a good choice, right? So so we usually think of a carnal-minded or a carnal-minded person as someone who is maybe addicted to pornography or in sinful habits. And however, being carnally-minded also means trusting in your own understanding and wisdom. Trusting in your own understanding and wisdom and not walking in the counsel of the Lord, but walking in the counsel of the ungodly. There's a lot of people walking in the counsel of the ungodly today. To be carnally minded as well means to be led by your senses and not being led by the Word of God or the Spirit of God within you. And so many times we are led by our senses, by our feelings, what we feel at that time, and we can get off track very easily. You know, even if it feels good, it doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you. Right? And, you know, when we open up our emotions at times and we go by our feelings and what feels good, even some doctrine feels good, but it may not be true word. So you can't really trust your emotions or your feelings or go by your carnal side. You've got to completely trust in and give into what God's word says about the situation. Over in, look at Genesis 13, 19. Let's put this up in the KJV. That's fine. The new KJV, I believe we'll read it this way as well. Genesis 3, 19. It's when Adam, you know, he partook of the fruit and he fell. And over in Genesis 3, 19, and listen what the word says here. Amen. We're going to get it up here in a second. Genesis 3, 19. So, "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." So what he was saying, dust there means he became a carnal-minded man when he partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And instead of being a spirit man, he became a carnal-minded man. So Adam fell in this area because of his carnal thinking. He opened up his mind to carnal thinking. So God gave us a body we live in. But we are not ruled by it. And we're not ruled by the carnal mind. As a believer, we are ruled by the Spirit of God within us and by the Word of God. Amen? When Jesus walked on this earth, he walked as a man, but he was led by the Spirit of God. And that's why Jesus was always victorious over anything. He wasn't led by his emotions or his soul, but he was led by the Spirit of God and by the voice of his Father. Y'all listening to me this morning? Amen. So to avoid becoming carnally minded and devourable by the enemy, God told us that we need to God tells us that we just need to stay in the Word of God. And as we stay in the Word of God, our minds are transformed to what God has for us and His will at all times. And when you put your trust in Christ and learn to be led by the Holy Spirit, you will not be devourable by the enemy. Amen, amen. So the Lord desires that we walk in the spirit life and not in the carnal life. He desires we walk in the spirit life and all the good things that He has for us and not in our carnal mindset. And, you know, this is good for every area of life. Turn to somebody and say, this is even good for your marriage. Amen. Why? Because we want to walk in the spirit towards our mate and not in the flesh. We don't walk in the carnal way of thinking or our feelings. No, we want to walk and flow out of the Spirit because it's through that that we have life and peace. And if you want life and peace in your home, live out of the Spirit and not out of your carnal flesh or the way of thinking or your feelings. Because some mornings you may wake up and feel like slapping them. Thank God we live out of the Spirit. Because if you do, they may slap you back if you don't live out of the Spirit, right? Amen. So God wants to give us good things. Turn to somebody and say, God wants to give us good things. Listen to me. He wants to give you riches, health, honor, peace, and pleasant days. And He does that through the Word of God and the Spirit of God revealing what He has in our spirit given to us by Him. Look at Proverbs 3, 13 through 17. Proverbs 3, 13 through 17. Look at what he says here. Happy is the man who finds wisdom. Happy is the man who finds this spiritual mind. Happy, blessed is the man. Another rendition is blessed is the man who finds wisdom, who has this spiritual mind, and the man who gains understanding. Going down, next verse. For her proceeds are better than profit of silver and her gain than fine gold. Next verse, look at this. She is more precious, speaking of the mind of the spirit versus the carnal mind. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Oh, look at this. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and what? Honor. In her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. How many want some pleasantness in your life? And all her paths are what? Peace, shalom. This is speaking about the wisdom of God out of the spirit and not out of our carnal way of thinking. Because, man, if we're thinking in the flesh all the time, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. But if we're thinking in the Spirit, we're going to live in the victory and the blessing that God has for us. So he says, with wisdom comes these blessings. Number one, he says, it's length of days. That signifies health. When we're walking in the Spirit, we're going to be walking in health. God has divine health for us. God doesn't want you being sick, amen? God doesn't want disease upon your body. He has provided for us that we can walk in divine health. Listen, no matter what's going on in the world, it doesn't have to come nigh you. Oh, come on, you need to declare that today, amen? Length of days, it signifies health. God has divine health for us to walk in, and it signifies long life. God promised us length of days and long life He's going to satisfy us with. Long life isn't 45 years old. Listen to me. Long life isn't 65 years old. Long life isn't 75 years old. Can anybody say amen in here? Long life isn't, listen to me, 100 years old. Long life isn't 120. That was still under the old covenant. Listen to me. God has it's amazing, because it is amazing how easily and subtle the world can program our minds. It is amazing how easy and subtle they can get you thinking that at 65 you need to quit, sit down somewhere, and it's all over. It's amazing how easy they can get you thinking that if you live to be 89 or 90 years old, you've lived a real long life. I believe God's got at least 120. At least 120. And here's the good thing about it. You don't have to get sick and die. Oh, wow, Pastor, what? What? Amen. Are bodies subject to all this stuff? Absolutely. Amen? But we don't go by what our bodies feels or says. We go by what the Word of God says to us. Amen? And I believe you can get to the point and be like Paul, hey, I fought the good fight. I finished my course. Here's laid up a crown of righteousness for that righteous judge going to give me, and not only to me, but you as well. I believe Paul got to the point where he knew his race was over and it was time to lay down his life and go to heaven. I don't believe he got sick and died. I just believe he got to the point and says, I'm out of here. Hello? I'm out of here. It's time to go. Amen? It's time to go. Now, whether he went by whatever reason or, you know, he went by, I just know when it's time to go, it's time to go, and it can be a very long time. Amen. It doesn't have to, turn to somebody and say, you don't have to just be through at 65. Man, God's got long life for you, amen? Or 75, or 85, or 90. You can still be productive at 90. Come on, somebody, amen? Or 100, you can still be productive and enjoying life. Man, I don't know about you, but I take that. Praise God, I receive that, amen? I'm going to take that in my spirit, because I don't know about you, but I desire and I believe God's got long life for us. I believe that. I totally believe that. He wants you to live. You don't have to take on your family history of stuff. You're in a different family. Just because somebody in your family had cancer at 65 or 45 or 35 doesn't mean you have to say, well, you know, I'm... No. Or they had heart disease, or they died of this, or they died of that. No, you're in a different family of God now. That's why we have to reprogram our thinking to what God has for us and not what the world says or even our family history says. Oh, man. It is good. Thank you, Brother Don. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I just firmly believe that God wants you to live a long life and length of days and enjoy your life, and you don't have to get old, feeble, and lose it. You can have a sound mind at 95. Amen. A sound mind at 105. Why? Because the Spirit within us, the Bible says the Spirit within us quickens these mortal bodies. The Spirit within us brings these mortal bodies to life. You know what's keeping you alive right now? It is the Spirit within you. Amen? It's keeping you alive. That Spirit nourishes our body. It nourishes our soul, man. Amen? And it causes us to have a good attitude about life, because we know that we serve a God that is a good, good God. It causes us to be thinking differently than what the world thinks, because we have the peace of God in our heart. No matter what's going on out there, we can walk in peace when they're walking under stress, pressure, anxiety, despair, gloom, deep dark depression, all these things. No, we're walking in the peace of the Lord because we have the mind of Christ within us. No matter what's going on in the political arena, we as a believer can walk in the peace of God and not be stressed out because what somebody's doing in Washington. or not doing in Washington, or who's in the White House or not in the White House. I don't know about you, but I'm going to choose to walk in the peace of the Lord that passes all understanding. That's why I said the carnal mind can't understand it. When you're going through things, yet you remain in peace in your soul and in your mind. I choose to refuse to wake up in the morning and say, man, it's a cold day out there. It's a hot day out there. I don't know. I refuse it. I'm not going to go there. He said length of days. Turn by and say length of days. Long life. Amen. Hallelujah. He places it in the right hand of wisdom. It's in the right hand of wisdom. You see, God will tell you what to eat. If you'll listen to him, he'll tell you what to eat. He'll tell you what not to eat. He'll tell you when to exercise. He'll tell you when to rest. God is so good, isn't he? Amen. Listen, he said length of days, not only length of days. Listen to the second promise. He said riches. God is not against you and I having riches. He is against riches having you and I. He doesn't want you always focusing on how to make money. Instead, he simply wants you focusing on him. And when you focus on him, he will show you effortlessly how to make money. 1 Timothy 6:10. Look at this. 1 Timothy 6:10. Amen. Praise God. Turn to somebody and say, he's really preaching good to you this morning. Amen. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. People focus on this and they always say money is the root of all evil. It is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money is a good thing. It's a blessing to have money. With money, you can purchase things that you need in this life, and it's a good thing to have money. And God doesn't mind you having money. He promised this. This is a promise of the Spirit of God, of the wisdom of God, of operating in the mind of Christ. Amen? The best way to break the love of money is to be generous. Be generous with what God gives you. Be a blessing with what God gives you. Don't be afraid to give out, because it's when you give out, there's room for more to come in. And it breaks the cycle of having a love for money. Amen. Because he says that leads to all kinds of stuff. And you know, we know people that have lots of money that are the most miserable people on this earth. Then he said honor. Honor means esteem among other people. God gives us favor with other people. Wisdom gives us favor with other people. Amen. We want favor with people. Praise God. Then pleasantness. I love this. Pleasantness. The Christian life is not meant to be hard. The Lord wants to give us his blessing and has given us his blessing for us to walk in. Amen. His burden is light, not heavy. His burden is light. His yoke is light, not heavy. Amen? Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Jesus tells us this. When we walk in him, we're not walking in a heaviness or a drudgery, but he says, come to me, all you who are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Give you rest, praise God. Take my yoke upon you and learn it from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your what? For your mind, will, and emotions, for your soul, amen? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, amen? And then wisdom gives us peace. That speaks of having this peace, this shalom, amen? Peace in your mind and in your emotions and peace in your relationships. God wants to give us peace. Look at Romans 5:1. Praise God. Romans 5:1. All of this out of the scripture. Amen. That we walk in that path of peace. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we receive wisdom, we receive from God's word in our life, it puts us at peace and it gives us all these benefits that we walk in. Ephesians 1, 17 through 18. Let's look at this again. Ephesians 1, 17 through 18. When we receive this wisdom in our heart, we have this understanding of God's peace and everything that goes with it. He said that the God of your Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, right? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know that is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The spirit of wisdom operates when our spiritual eyes have an understanding and opening to what God has given us by the cross and by his death and resurrection. What God has given us in the finished work of Jesus Christ, when our eyes are open to that, we walk in the wisdom of God and the understanding of the revelation of what he's given us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Enlightened here is a Greek translation. It means to have a understanding, a knowledge, a vision, see it clearly of what God has given us in the Spirit and by the Spirit. So we have a choice that we can open up our eyes and see what God has given us. Amen? Wow. We have a choice either to eat out of the tree of life or the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge and good and evil represents the law. The tree of life represents Jesus and his grace. And we can eat out of the one or we can eat out of the other. Adam and Eve's eyes were open after they ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. Look at Genesis 3:7. Amen. So we have a choice. We can eat out of the tree of life or we can eat out of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I don't know about you, but I want to eat out of the tree of life. Praise God. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. When they partake of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, all of a sudden their carnal mind came alive, and they knew that they were naked. Not only were they naked, but they were destitute. Wow. Are you listening to me this morning? Amen. They were destitute, and the result was death, disease, and poverty. Death, disease, and poverty. When they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, all of a sudden their eyes were open to their carnality, and what happened is it brought on death, disease, and poverty to us, to the whole world. But aren't you glad Jesus came? Because Jesus came and reversed all that curse. And he is the tree of life that we feed on and we partake of and we eat out of. Amen. Some people have a monkey anointing. And they swing between the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I don't know about you, but I want to stay in the tree of life. Because the tree of life is the revelation of Jesus Christ, and he keeps on giving and giving and producing in our lives. Hallelujah. So opening our spiritual eyes to the tree of knowledge and good and evil is not a good thing. It is a carnal mindset when we do that. But when we open our eyes to the revelation that Jesus has given us, it is a spiritual mindset, and we take on the spirit mind of Jesus Christ. Wow. Opening our spiritual eyes to the tree of life is the revelation of Jesus in all we have. Amen. Do you remember when Jesus walking down, and I talked about this a couple months ago, the Emmaus Road, and the disciples did not recognize him? Do you remember that? They were walking, and they were all consumed with what went on that day. Their mind was not even focused. They didn't realize that Jesus was walking right there with them, right? He was speaking the word to them, and they didn't realize it. But at the end of the journey, they invited him in. He broke bread with them. And when he broke bread with them, hallelujah, their eyes were open, and they realized and knew that it was Jesus. there's something about when we break bread together and take communion together with the Lord, that there's a recognition of all that he's provided for us at the finished work. And when we see what God has done in the finished work and what is ours, the enemy cannot rob our peace or steal our joy from us. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So God wants to say to us that he desires that we walk in the Spirit and eat from the tree of life and partake from the tree of life and not the knowledge of good and evil. Man, there's nothing good in that tree. Why do you want to go there? But so many people want to go back to that and live out of the law instead of out of grace and the Spirit. I want to tell you, I want to live out of grace and Spirit. Amen? So meditating on the Word is essential to receiving the wisdom of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Meditating on the Word is what causes us to know what we have in the Spirit. The Spirit of wisdom and revelation operates together with the Word of God. Amen? And it causes us to understand and realize everything we have in Jesus Christ. Meditation is not wrong if you're meditating on the right thing. Joshua 1:8, look at this. I love this. Joshua 1:8, amen? Look at what the Lord told Joshua here. Amen? Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Set your mind on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way what? Prosperous, and then you will have what? Good success. So the entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding. Psalm 119, 130. Listen to what he says. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Turn to somebody and say, he's not preaching to you right there. Right? Amen. So before Moses died, Moses laid hands on Joshua to receive wisdom. Do you realize that? Deuteronomy 34:9. Just go there a second. I know I'm kind of chasing you around this morning, but I want you to get this in your spirit this morning. Amen. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him, so the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord commanded. So here, prior to Joshua 1:8, Moses laid hands on him, but there again in Joshua 1:8, it tells us that the Lord spoke to him and said, hey, I've got this wisdom. You meditate on me. I'm going to make you prosperous and very successful. Amen? So, and over in Psalm 119, light, the word light is Greek translated. It's the same for enlighten in Ephesians 1:18. It is the very same word. So when we meditate on God's word, we become enlightened to what God has for us. Hallelujah. That doesn't excite you, man? That is powerful to me. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Simple means those that don't know, those that don't have a revelation of it, of everything that we have in Jesus Christ. Amen? And that entrance, it gives light. Entrance, it means in the Hebrew, entrance means to open up the door. How many want some doors open in your life? Some good doors, amen? Hallelujah. Entrance, that the light of Jesus Christ coming into our life, coming into our mind, waking us to everything he has, all of a sudden opens up doors for us, amen? Hallelujah. God's got some great open doors for us to walk through, some good doors for us to walk to. Not closed, but open. It says, come on in, son. Come on in, daughter. Enjoy all that I have for you. There's a table prepared for you in the presence of my enemies. Just come on in, sit right down at my table. It is there for you to enjoy. Amen? So the opening, in other versions, it just says that God is opening up the door. When we meditate on this, God is opening up the door. When you set your mind upon the Word of God, God is able to open up the door. Back to Joshua 1:8. When he said to do this, he said, listen to me. He said, Joshua 1:8, he said, observe to do. This is really interesting. He says, observe to do. Do you see that? May observe to do according to all that is written. This means that as you meditate on the passage of Scripture or verse from God's Word, sooner or later you will observe, you will see how to apply that to your life. You will say, wow, man, that applies right here. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, God, for opening that up. Thank you, Lord, I see that. Thank you, God. Amen. I receive that into my life. It is like the opening of the door. Amen. Meditate in the Hebrew means to mutter. It means to mutter. So what it means basically is that when we take the Word of God and you're focusing on God's Word and say you're focusing on the Word of God and you're going through some illness or you're going through something in your body and you take the Word of God and you say, by His stripes I am healed. Thank you, Lord. By His stripes, I am healed. By His stripes, I am healed. By His stripes, I am healed. I am healed by Your stripes. And what you're doing is you're muttering, you're confessing God's word over your situation, and you get the revelation that that word is for you. That word becomes so real to you as you meditate, as you mutter it. Meditate means to mutter, means to confess it out of your mouth, to get it out of your mouth. Get it over the situation that you're going through. Get it into your spirit, man. Well, you know without a doubt, by His stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. It overcomes any sense or anything going on in the flesh when you get the revelation of what God has done for you through the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. But so many times, you know, we'll get on something and we get off of it. And God says, no, no, no. He said, I want you to meditate on it how? Day and night. I want it to be in your mind. I want it to be in your heart. I want it to be going across what God has for you. He says He wants to give this to us. Amen. As you meditate on the word, you observe and you see with your eyes in your heart the wisdom of God in that passage for you. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Timothy 4:13 through 15. 1 Timothy 4:13 through 15. Is this in the new covenant? It absolutely is. Till I come, give attention to what? To reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, right? Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, by the laying on of hands of the eldership. Thank you, Lord. Next verse. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. Every time God's word talks about meditation, there's always a benefit and a blessing. There's always a benefit and a blessing. Every time He talks about getting our mind focused on the Word, getting the revelation of God's Word, there's always a benefit and a blessing. Amen? When you meditate on God's Word, and Joshua 1:8 says, He makes your way prosperous. Look at Psalm 1, Psalm 1 verses 2 through 3. Look at Psalm 1, 2 through 3 real quickly. Amen? But His delight is, He says His delight. Let's go back up to Psalm 1. I love Psalm. Let's just start with Psalm 1. Blessed is the man. Everybody say blessed. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, in other words, in the carnal mind, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But what is his delight? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates how often? Day and night. Why? Look at the results. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Amen. The law of the Lord actually is not the Ten Commandments here. It's actually talking about the five books of Moses. And he says he meditates on it day and night. You take the word, and when you lay down at night, you meditate on it. When you get up in the morning, you meditate on it. Whatever you might be going through, you might be believing for your husband, for your children, whatever you're going through, you get the word of God and you begin to meditate on it and you begin to speak it out and you put it in your bathroom mirror. And you put it in your car, And you speak it out and you meditate on it. And as you do, amen, you get the revelation and you live off of the word of God instead of what you're feeling or what you're seeing. That's why Jesus said, man lives by what? Not by bread alone, but by what? Every word, amen. We live by the word. There is power in God's word towards our life, and he wants to give us good success, amen. And he says we meditated on it day and night, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The benefit of meditating on God's word is whatever we do, no matter what occupation we're in, we know we're going to prosper because we have God's word in our heart. We have God's word in our mind, amen. Hallelujah. And he will give you good success. Amen. So meditating on these things, give thyself wholly to them, Paul told Timothy, thy profiting may appear to all men. When we begin to meditate on God's word, all of a sudden people are going to see a difference in our life. It's just going to show up and show out in so many areas of our life. When we receive it, we're taking on the spiritual mind and not the carnal mind. And I don't know about you, but I want to have a spiritual mindset, not a carnal mindset. I want all the blessings of God flowing in and out of my life. Amen. I want to walk in that divine health. Praise God. I want to be blessed of the Lord in every area of my life. I want my wife to be blessed, my kids to be blessed, my grandkids to be blessed, my great-grandkids to be blessed, my great-great-great-grandkids to be blessed, and so on. And it starts right here as I change my thinking and begin to meditate on the goodness of God and what he's done for me. I choose to eat out of the tree of life every day. I'm not about junk food. Turn to somebody and say, don't be about junk food. Only thing the enemy wants to feed you is junk food. Amen. God's got good nourishment for you. God's got a good word for you. God's got divine health for you to walk in. God's got strength for you today. God's got a sound mind for you today. Not a feeble mind, a sound mind. Amen. God's got a strong marriage for you today. Amen. You don't have to worry about your mate or don't have to worry about what's going on. God's got a strong marriage. God's got good communication for you today. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Man, I got so much more to give you, but hang on just a second. One of the biggest things today is when people face a situation they just don't know how to deal with, whether it's a financial, marital, or some challenge. All of that answer is God's wisdom. God has a word for you with everything you're going through. God's word for you, it is there for anything that you may face or any obstacle that might be a challenge for you. God's word is the rock bottom that we build our life on. It is the foundation. It is the solid rock. It's not the shifting sand, but it's the rock that we build on. Amen? And whatever you might be going through today, God's word is victorious towards you. And what is so cool about God's word, God is not holding out from us. He just says, I want to lavish this with you. Amen. And he says, all the promises in Jesus Christ are yes and amen. Yes and amen. We say yes to it, and we say so be it to us. Amen. So you might be going through a challenge today. You might be facing some different obstacles in your life. But when you get a word on it, and you begin to meditate on that word, and you begin to chew that word, and you begin to just speak that word, all of a sudden revelation comes up in your life, and you realize what that is what I have. And that's what I declare over my house today. That's what I declare over my family today. That's what I declare over my finances today. Amen. I will not settle to live in a carnal mind. I'm going to settle to live in the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to settle to live in victory, amen, and not defeat. Anybody with me? Amen. I'm going to settle to live in victory and not defeat. Anybody with me? Amen. I'm going to settle to live in victory and not defeat. I'm going to settle to take the goodness of God and feed on him. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. God is so good. Come on, give me some hand this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's raise our hands this morning. Let's make some confessions today out of our mouth. Amen. He is such a good God. Say, first of all, Father, thank you today. I walk by the Spirit. I live in the Spirit. And I have the mind of Christ. I receive everything you have for me. The goodness of God in my life. I choose to eat out of the tree of life and not the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God, thank you. That tree is always there, always producing fruit in my life. Thank you for that today, Lord. I feed on that, and I declare I am blessed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Everywhere I go, I'm a blessing. Amen. I'm a party wherever I go. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord in my life today. I declare long life you'll satisfy me with. Thank you, Lord, for divine health in every avenue of my life and prosperity working within my life and heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, give God some praise this morning. He is so good. Find five people this morning in the number of grace and say, I'm blessed. How about you?